Thank you.
before you got and just spoke to me, you have this really nice low range, and your speaking range is fairly low, and it's really a nice quality that I would like to hear added to the beginning of this.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going. But this time, before we do that, we're still going to speak it. And I'd like you this time, if you could, to just mean it more.
Okay.
Instead of just, here are the words, here's the next line. Okay, speak it with conviction this time, okay? As if you were,
the gospel.
The gospel, bearing your testimony, or if
you were. Girls Camp devotional.
There you go. And you know, you can, if you just really, it needs to come out of your own sphere, is what I'm saying. Even though you're in front of the mic takes care of a lot of things, but you shouldn't rely on it, okay? In other words, you've got to increase and expand your sphere so that it communicates out here.
Got it.
Does that make sense? So say it that way. I'm putting you in a position that's, okay?
All right.
So just kind of get lost in that. Still speak it, and speak it with conviction and meaning, and maybe, I don't know, some emotion can be there, okay?
There is light in the darkness.
Emphasis on, like, Saviors, okay? Peace, I heard light,
yeah,
right? Those words that we always associate with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, that's, what's your theme this year?
He is the light.
Okay, well, all right. So, that's this piece, probably. So just so that those words are emphasized.
Okay,
now, so here's the kind of the bridge, the transition, and it may be very different to you. I would like to hear some of that speech quality in your sound, okay? Now, your speaking is much lower than where you're singing it.
Okay.
Play me the C and the... There's a light. This time it's going to be really strange. I want you just two or three lines, and this will be funny. You won't start crying on this one. There's a light in the darkness. Can you say that? Just say it that way for me. We don't even have to do it.
Sure. There's a light in the darkness.
Okay, keep going. When it all seems hard to say, to bear.
When it all seems hard to bear.
Okay, so let's try that. Okay? All right?
Okay.
I call that, that's exactly right, I was almost to come out of my mouth. Okay, sometimes I call it ghost singing too, because if you're doing it, like I do it with people up way high in their head register, so they get some focus up there too, and it's really weird up there.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have to do that, okay?
Yeah.
It's not that much further, not that much higher than where you're speaking, so.
Okay.
Do it again one more time. There's a light in the darkness.
There's a light in the darkness.
Keep going.
When it all seems hard to bear.
Okay, so you're mixing your voice. Now we'll get into a little vocal technique. Those higher notes, you're mixing a little bit. Just keep that speech voice in there, and let's just see where the limit is. And you're probably doing the right thing by mixing, but I want to see if there's a limit where you can keep more of your chest speaking sound in those tones.
I'm also very congested today, so I don't get that.
Okay.
I'm like getting over a sinus infection,
That's fun, right?
Okay,
so let's try it, right? Same old place. I'm spending most of the time on this, and then I have some other things to say later on. Ready?
Okay.
much speaking out of pitch. There's a light in the darkness, rather, there's a light.
Okay.
There's a light in the darkness, super focused, okay? Not loud, just focused.
Okay.
There's a light in the darkness. Ready?
Yeah.
There's a light in the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it all seems hard for you to bear.
Or 2 years, right?
Do
low.
Not fear.
I want to hear those little ones.
Yeah. When we stay on the...
Oh, oops, where are we?
Sorry, I'm talking.
Okay.
You're
okay.
Just start it again.
Okay.
You're in the voice now. Right. Say it before you do. Say it. There's a light in the darkness.
There's
go.
A light in the darkness.
Okay, go. 2, 3, 4, 1.
There's a light in the darkness. When it all seems hard to bear, do not fear.
Softer. And one of the reasons you flatted probably because you were just pushing harder than you needed to on that look and to cry, that part.
Okay.
So there's a light in the darkness. Now we're going to do it again. This time, I'm going to say, oh, I know it. There's a light in the darkness. Say it loud. Go.
There's a light in the darkness.
Now come back halfway, but don't lose the focus in it.
Okay. There's a light in the darkness.
Excellent. Even more. Open.
There's a light in the darkness.
Okay, so see if you can keep it about that dynamic
okay.
level and see how it feels to you.
Okay.
And then I want you to tell me how it feels, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Verse 2.
Yeah, same place. Sorry.
He's the hope and the struggle. When it all seems more than you
okay,
can.
Okay, so you lost the focus. Did you notice? It was like, here's the hope in the struggle. Here's the hope in the struggle. It seems more real to me when you're using your speech voice. That's kind of the theme of what this is all about.
Okay.
Okay? Because you're speaking it out. You're declaring it. It's a declamatory type of section here. Okay? So if you keep it closer to your speech, that's really, to me, what seems real. I don't know. People feel different things from different tone qualities and so forth. So
okay.
I'm here. You're stuck with me. You can
yeah,
do it.
I appreciate it. Right?
But you can do
it. Yeah,
you can use, and I'm not saying you can't use the more gentle, maybe somewhat breathy, thank you, tone in it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because I want to move really quickly to that forte section. Okay.
Okay.
So it's coming from the bridge. Can you start on the bridge? Which would be
26. Lift your eyes.
Yep. 26. Okay. Lift your eyes.
Lift your eyes to the sun.
Say it again for me. Say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
Say it again. Say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
Okay, say a prayer. Ready? Two, three, go.
Say a prayer, calm your fears, and lift your soul and help me see. Open up your heart.
Back down. Keep going.
And look unto
Make us listen to it. It's not.
He will heal your soul and bring you back to life.
Sing the soft. That was so nice. That moment. Mm-hmm. The soft moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to do like a speaking voice softly, and it's difficult.
Yeah, well, it takes just as much support. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What we do when we sing breathy, we let go of this support here because to get the breath and the tone, we have to actually push in with the diaphragm. So we're expelling air with the sound. But this one, you have to keep the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Open and very tight. Open. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So do the soft again, and then I want to hear you make that change into the big look. Okay.
Okay.
See if you can do it.
All right. And look unto Christ.
There you go. Now you got the focus.
He will hear your soul and bring you back to life.
Say, look!
Look!
Okay, so give me that tone when you make that change, okay? So start right on it because we're out of time. But go ahead. Ready?
Okay.
Just right on the loud one.
Okay.
Ready? Go!
Look in your face. Give him all your doubts. In your finest strength, look unto Christ.
That is a nice different way to say it after you've said it three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make, those are just ideas. Okay?
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
Notes from the...
You gotta channel. For an old guy reference, you gotta channel your Rex Harrison.
There you go.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know who Rex Harrison is? Ever seen My Fair Lady?
Yeah.
The movie.
He's the guy.
Okay.
Custom to the face.
Got it. Okay.
The sneaky thing.
That totally made a difference though the second time we did that verse with the chest voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like to use the term chest voice, although it slips out, but it's more your speaking voice. It is. And that's what's real. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.